Just outside the Kailua Kona Airport on Hawaii Island is a 900-acre park that's part natural energy producer, part food farm. Shrimp, abalone, and microalgae are some of the products grown at the Hawaii Ocean and Technology Park. It's been around for about 40 years and is run by the Natural Energy Laboratory of Hawaii Authority. NELHA, as it's known, is a state agency, though not funded by the state. And in a matter of a few days, NELHA hopes to have letters of interest in hand to develop a prime retail area of the park. The requests for interests are due this Friday. NELHA Executive Director Greg Barber joins us now with his wish list. Good morning.
Morning. Happy New Year, Beth Ann. I'm happy to be on your program.
And thank you, and the very same to you. Now, the park has been growing steadily since its founding in 1974. How did it go from a real focus on ocean thermal energy conversion, renewable energy, and aquaculture, to what we're seeing now, which seems to be a little bit of a shift? What was that journey like?
Well, I think, originally designed a seawater system here at the park to facilitate experiments with ocean thermal energy conversion. As interest waned in that in the late 80s, the seawater system infrastructure was in place, and you saw businesses blossom that what we call secondary uses of the seawater after the energy production. And so this is just the natural evolution, progression of the park. As we mature, we have an area in our master plan designated for retail and commercial development up near the highway, Queen Kaʻahumana Highway. And that area has just recently become available for development. We completed or in the process of completing a new roadway to open up that area, and started the process for securing additional fresh water for the park.
In the location that you're talking about, it seems as if now that's become a prime piece of real estate where people can easily traverse and get to. What about utilities and other things that a retail establishment might need? Are those included?
Yes, part of our road construction is that we will be including a freshwater main along the new road and underground utilities as well. So those will be right up to the property boundary. This is what we're asking for. Proposals is a little over 1 acre, but I think a 1.4-acre site, which is right on the main intersection in Kailua Kona, or a new main intersection, the first road south of the airport entrance on the highway.
When you talk about retail establishments that you'd like to see come in, you're clearly not talking about putting up a strip mall. What exactly do you want to see that would be compatible with what is already there at the park?
We're pretty flexible. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to. I know the private sector has a very good imagination of what they want, but what we're saying is retail options for the community, and the branding of those retail development would be in connection with our vision as a site for sustainable development, demonstration of renewable energy technologies, and this area, we're trying to develop it into a living laboratory for green technologies. Also important is that a lot of businesses here produce retail products, like Cyanotech, which produces BioAston, the Abalone companies, and there's some other companies here that are just starting to produce products for retail development. I think this site could possibly be a very nice outlet, provide outlet alternatives for other businesses in the park.
Will they have first dibs, if you will?
We haven't seen the proposals yet. They'll be here on Friday, and I think that we list that as an important development objective in our request for interest.
So if the proposals, or at least the letters of interest, are due on Friday, have you received anything to date?
No, we have not. I'm not surprised, actually. Sometimes the businesses need as much time as possible, and sometimes you'll get it in the last hour or even the last minute. I wouldn't be surprised if we get some proposals at 2:59 on Friday afternoon.
Is that a usual thing?
Yeah, it's not, it's just like when you take a test in college or high school. A lot of people don't turn it in early. Some do, but most people wait till the last minute. You want to double check everything and make sure the proposal list is good as possible.
Is there anything that you would absolutely not entertain?
No, we're pretty flexible. I don't want to say too much, to discourage anybody, but probably a nuclear power plant. We wouldn't support that.
But it would be okay for a bank or maybe even a fast food place?
Yeah, I think that a bank could be part of a development of that site, sure. I think a fueling station, and if it did, we indicate that we would like to see fast chargers for electrical vehicles, and we've had interest from the federal government on establishing a hydrogen fueling station in West Hawaii. So I think this would be a perfect site for the first hydrogen fueling station.
So not only do you want it reflecting what, if you will, the values of the park are, but also to be able to have whatever establishments come in be able to be run by renewable energy too?
That would be ideal. I mean, that's our brand, and I think given the high solar insulation here in Kahole Point, and we have deep sea water that will be available. It's not available today, but we will have deep sea available up there for cooling. And, I would like to, also see energy-efficient building materials, and hopefully the project could be a one-of-a-kind, as close to net-zero energy as possible.
Well, we're really curious what comes into you by Friday, even at 2:59. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Greg Barber is the Executive Director of the Natural Energy Laboratory of Hawaii Authority. Those requests for interest are due this Friday.